Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we'd ask that you'd share this far and wide one moment. So if you wouldn't mind, we'd ask you to share because we've got a lot of people to wake up and we're going to cover an important topic here. Something I've covered from a different angle, a different perspective many years ago. And Michael Moore, yeah, the extreme leftist Hollywood producer, he's covered this too in his own way. And I'll have to praise him. He did a really good job. And we're going to explain all that. We have Dr. Sherry Edwards with us here today. And we're going to talk about the testing that she's done using bioacoustic analysis. And we'll explain a little bit about what that is in case this is your first time joining us. And how she tried to make her service available to firefighters impacted by 9/11 and getting chronic lung diseases, which has been well established. And then she thinks that she had some answers for these people. And she's going to tell that story about what happened. And you will not be the least bit surprised. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, the economy is going to fold like a house of cards. Ray Dalio, all these guys, Kiyosaki, all the great economists are saying the same thing. And what I want you to hear me tell you very clearly is that it's going to crash. I'm just going to give you two reasons to go with Noble Gold today on this brief, really, it's a public service announcement. Okay, here we go. I think we can see that here. Sherry, I hope you can see that on your screen.
Yes.
But very quickly here, Noble Gold, there's the number there, 877-646-5347. You know, Ray Dalio mentioned Dodd-Frank 2010. You hear me say this every day. They can keep your money, they can keep your retirement, and there's not a darn thing you can do about it because they codified it. Yes, it's unconstitutional. Good luck fighting the government on this. You'll run out of money before you even get out of your first court appearance, much less not have the money for an appeal. And they are going to take everything as they begin to slide into the great abyss. The dollar is going to fail. Donald Trump has the answers about resuscitating. He's on the right track. I did a promo on this 2 days ago, and I said, these are the two things he's doing that's going to resuscitate this economy, but we're going to go through hell to pay. And a lot of you are going to lose a lot of money and your retirement if you don't pay attention to what I'm telling you. Protect your savings, protect your retirement. It's defensive. 877-646-5347. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you obligatory as any within the kind of investment or our economic activity that there are no guarantees. And we don't make any claims. But I will say this. Not only have I been an advertiser for 8.5 years, I've been a customer many times over at Noble Gold, 7.5 years plus, going on 8 years. And I've never been more satisfied. And I know that what comes is going to impact me, but not like it's going to crush most of you who are unprepared. Get prepared today. Also, too, there's investment opportunities. You can bring that up with them, too, when you talk to them. Okay, 877-646-5347. And I can tell you, I've been advertising for so long, but there's never been a more important time than you get involved in this right now. I don't want you to go through what my mom's family went through on her side of the family, where they went from riches to rags. They were part of the Ford family. But good old Henry didn't bother to tell him what was coming. He knew, and he got out of the way like the Rockefellers did. But they didn't tell him. He didn't tell his cousins. And my mom went from riches to rags as a toddler. And did they ever recover? Yeah, to some degree. But I don't want you to go through that. So listen to what I'm telling you. Okay, Sherry Edwards, Dr. Sherry Edwards, been on our show many, many times. And bioacoustics, I'll just give you my layman's version. We can do truth detecting on your frequency of your voice. It's better than a polygraph. We can also tell about what health ailments you have. Sherry nailed some ones I had from the past that are no longer active with me and I had as a child. I've seen this personally up front about how well it works. And there's also corrective measures that can be taken for people using proper frequencies. And I have said this many times, and we're seeing it more and more. The future of medicine is frequency, the future. And some of that future has arrived, and Sherry is going to talk to us about it in relation to 9/11. Sherry, good to have you back on. Let me just say this. I covered the 9/11 events and how government representatives literally cheated firefighters, policemen, first responders, and general citizens in the vicinity of breathing in all these toxic chemicals after 9/11. And they were denied, oh, this is just stress. You got PTSD, just nonsense explanations to avoid paying their medical costs in the performance of their duties. And the performance of their duties should have mandated they should have had everything covered. And let me just say one more word, Sherry, that I'm going to let you run with this. Michael Moore, who I don't have a lot of love for, but Michael Moore, the Hollywood producer, produced a movie called Sicko. Largely was accurate, but he used it as a propaganda tool for socialized medicine. But some of the things he covered in that movie were right on the money. One of the things he did, he took 9/11 first responders that the government would not cover their health care, and if they had to pay out of their pocket, they'd have gone bankrupt in a week. And he took them on a boat to Cuba, and the Cubans, for propaganda reasons, embraced them, gave them medication at cost, and these people could afford an inhaler for $2.50 as opposed to paying $300 in America. And that was one figure that stands out in my mind from my memory with that show. And what Michael Moore showed was these people were screwed by their own government, local, state, and federal, and also too, our healthcare system is horribly exploitive and broken. Okay, Sherry, on that note, that was the background I wanted to create here. You have made some amazing discoveries about 9/11 victims. You want to start out with telling us what you've done?
I first want to thank you for helping us expose this, just like you're exposing the economic issues that they aren't sharing with us. We tried to share this information and we got closed down in every avenue. But I'll start at the beginning.
Did you get closed down in social media?
Yes.
Okay.
Facebook and a lot of, and nobody would touch this. They would say this had to be FDA, but let me start at the beginning. We train people internationally to do what we do, looking at the voice as a holographic representation of everything that's happening in your energy body. The energy body, like what is used in acupuncture, not necessarily the body like your mechanical arms and things that are being made. But we had a practitioner who lived in New York when this happened, and her uncle was an engineer that got called to the hole where the buildings were. And he had this fireman's cough. And so she did research with his voice, and we found out the frequency that would stop the fireman's cough. And I looked at her data and I said, we need to publish this, and I need to get it to the CDC, Center for Disease Control. And so I called them and told them what we had. And they said, we can't talk to you. We don't want to hear about this. You didn't go through the FDA. I said, how could you in the 7 days since this happened? How could I have gone through the FDA? And they said, well, we can't talk to you. Go through the FDA costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it was not something we could do on the spur of the moment. But I was very disappointed, very disheartened that we had the answer for these people, and they wouldn't let us share it. So I'm sitting at home. It's 11 o'clock at night on the day that I called the CDC, and somebody said, this call didn't happen. I heard what you said to the CDC. I want to give you phone numbers so that you can get in touch with people who can do something about this. So this woman gave me phone numbers, and it happened to be the head of the firemen's union. So I called the guy, and I don't remember his name, been too long ago. I think it was Steve somebody. And I said, this is what we can do. Let me show you. I want to help. So we got a crew together. We paid for them to go to New York. We did a demonstration at the firemen's union office. You could look out the window right down into the hole. We tested 17 of the people there, firemen, and also the people who worked there, the secretaries. And we were able to stop the fireman's cough within a few minutes. And there was one guy who came in with a gallbladder attack, and we were able to stop the gallbladder pain. So here's this head of the union saying, oh my God, This is going to help so much. Can you come back? Can you do this? We have 17,000 fire people. Can you come back? And at that point, they were collecting millions of dollars in donations. And so they said they could pay for this out of the donations that were coming in. And they didn't have to have anybody's approval. So I thought, yes, we can get a crew together and we can come back. So that was one day. The next morning, I was met in the same office with attorneys, starched attorneys, who said, if you come back and do this, you will pay for it. You will pay your expenses. You will pay for all of the tone boxes that people need. And that was 4 years of our budget. We couldn't do that. So we had to leave totally disheartened, with not being able to help. And we knew we had the answer. We had demonstrated the answer to the union at the union hall for volunteers that we didn't even know. And they just came in and we helped them with the cough. It ends up that we had to figure out the antidote for something called Murex. And mathematically, it's what we do. We figure out frequency antidotes for whatever is going on. And that's what we were using to stop the cough.
I do have a question here. At any time, did they indicate from this firemen's union that they were going to cover your costs?
They said I had to cover my own costs.
No, but in the beginning, when you began to
Yes,
talk to them,
in the
did they ever
beginning,
say
they
that,
did.
hey, we'll pay for your travel expenses, we'll pay you for the tone boxes, and so, did they indicate they would do that?
Yes. The
Who
day.
indicated that to you? Was that the head of the firemen's union or somebody else?
The people at the union hall and the union head, I don't know what you call him, the director of the firemen's.
Okay, so I want to track this to the end result. Okay, did one of the same people that said we'll cover it flip-flop and tell you had to cover it, or was this somebody new?
It was somebody new, and it was very obvious that the head of the firemen's union was upset that these people were stopping it when he had witnessed what was going on. And it was making me extremely frustrated and mad. And I said, we need to get this out there. So we wrote an article about it and what had happened and tried to get it published and try to get it out to people. And nobody would touch it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand why, if we had the answer, if we had demonstrated the answer, and the only holdup was we didn't pay $350,000 to the FDA to get approval, it took a year. What was the problem? In addition, we could also tell them that early onset breast cancer was going to be an issue coming up, and they could just count on it because the frequencies were in the voices of these women that we had tested.
Before we go to that, because I do want to cover the medical side of things, but I want to stay just for a minute longer here on the approval and then a sudden denial. What reason did they give you for
That
not?
we weren't FDA approved.
Okay, but see, that's such garbage because here's the deal. Okay, they're still going to let you come in and do it. Okay, but you got to pay for it now. Do you see my point? It's not that, see, the FDA would approve the strategy, the intervention. They would say, okay, this is medically sound and safe to use on humans. Okay. And so they're saying, well, you didn't go through the FDA. Okay. But you can still do it, but you got to pay for it. Do you see the disconnect with the reasoning? That's what I'm picking up on.
I see that now.
Yeah. That's, was this guy connected to their, insurance trust or some related factor?
He was the attorney. It was a group, about four or five people. It was a group of attorneys who came in and told me,
Ah, okay.
yes, you can do this, but you have to pay for it. And I said, you guys have the money. You have collected millions in donations. And if we come in and this doesn't work, we'll go away. But we have the opportunity to stop years of suffering, and we want to do that. A
Okay.
lot of people start a business for money. We started to help people, and this
Yeah,
is what we
I know.
wanted to
You
do.
don't make money on this. I understand that. We'll get to that in just a minute. But here's the thing that I'm looking at here. I can almost guarantee you, and this is the Hodges hypothesis, but I guarantee you that I'm right, that the FDA And the people that don't want liability to other areas related to 9/11 outside the firefighters don't want to set a precedent. And they don't want a technique to come in and correct what they say was not a problem 24 years ago. In other words, they told people, this is all in your mind. It's PTSD. We saw that in the Michael Moore movie when they were interviewing people about why they were denied insurance coverage. Okay, they don't want to countermand that. And I guarantee you, the FDA, not invented here syndrome, also played a role in this and told them to deny it. But Sherry, here's a way around this, I think. What about if I'm a firefighter and I have a chronic cough and I'm debilitated to some degree because of my 9/11 exposure? I would be willing to pay for the tone box because they're not that expensive. And I would take your course on how to do it, and that's free. Do you see my point? You have to
Yes.
bypass the gatekeepers, and the only thing that would change is the fact that the firefighter would purchase the tone box and then just get your training and apply it to themselves. Do you think you have any way to reach the firefighters?
I don't know if we do now. We have offered to teach them to do this for themselves so it wouldn't cost them anything. We offered to
Oh.
teach a group and they wouldn't even let us do that.
Okay, so now they delved into, okay, we'll let you do it, but you got to do it and we're going to price you out of doing it. But if you figure out a way around that, like you just said, then we're going to deny it altogether. So, in other words, not invented here. They don't want to open themselves up to liability. And also, too, when you are insured by medical insurance, and I've learned this from my other investigations, that if you deviate from the practice of FDA medicine, or you deviate from what the insurance company says that we'll cover, okay, that brings in sanctions for the people receiving the insurance, and the firefighters could technically have their insurance pulled. I've dealt with this, Sherry. I know exactly what they're doing to you here. And I don't know if anyone explained that to you. Gosh, I wish I could have been part of that discussion. I would have flown there with you. Because I've done research on this, and I'm telling you, they played a giant circular game on you, and I've seen it before.
And it gets worse. Because of this, we went to the FDA and we took cases with us. And we went to Senator Pell and he sent us to the FDA. We said, this is what we can do. And they said, this is not medicine, go away. And I said, you need to help me here get this to the public. So they said, you need to do this case study by case study. I said, I have 17 firemen here whose case study shows we can take away the fireman's cough and any kind of respiratory thing we could look at later. But right now it's the cough that's really bothering them.
Yeah.
Let us do this. And they said, this is not medicine. Go away.
Well, they're lying to you because it is medicine. And excuse me, I'm trying to shut off this distraction. Okay. It is medicine because when you implant a pacemaker in someone, okay, it is frequency based. Frequency is a part of what they do. There's also other implants that are frequency, they can be biochemical. Or it can be frequency, or it can be both. And there's a lot of procedures that use frequency. So they just flat lied and said frequency can't be considered to be medicine.
We didn't know the difference.
Okay.
And
Have you ever seen someone with a joint injury or a ligament injury and they use stem on them, right? Correct.
Yes, same
That's
thing.
frequency. That's total frequency treatment. And that's approved by the FDA.
It's very different because we did it individually. We did it through VocalPrint. The procedure was what we were doing. And when they do stem, it's one frequency for everyone that just calls healing energy to that knee or
Exactly.
whatever it
Yeah.
is. Yeah,
There's no
we were doing
question
something.
they lied. But Sherry, here's where they might have you initially. And this is where I bring in my background as a researcher, teaching research. You had 17 cases. That would be considered to be statistically insignificant. But here's what you would do as a researcher. If you're an honest researcher and you look at 17 cases and go, this is promising. We need to do some clinical trials. That would have been the honest response. Okay. Instead of saying it's not medicine, you
One
got.
of the things they did to us is they wanted to take 1,000 mice and break their legs and see if we could make their legs heal quicker. And I said, I'm not doing that to mice. I can't.
Let me ask you this question. Is regenerating broken legs for mice part of what you do and what you claim to do?
No.
No. Okay. So, in other words, we want you to prove something that's not what you do. Do you see how ridiculous that is?
Yes, but we have helped people heal their broken bones many, many times, and it's the sounds that we know heals a bone accelerates the healing. It doesn't cure it instantly like Star Trek, but we had a young kid who had a broken clavicle, and they said it would take like 6 weeks, and it was 6 days, and he immediately out of pain. And then they looked at it in about 6 days, and many of those, not just one, a young guy who totally crushed his legs in a motorcycle accident. We were able to help him totally relieve the pain and heal the bone with no scar tissue on the bone. These are the case studies that we have in our 40 years of doing this, and we want the people to have it. That's why we do free analysis for people. We do free classes for people. You know, one of the things that Dr. Sachin Patel said, the doctor of the future, and I'm reading this, is the patient. And we want the patient to have the information to heal themselves. The body is built to heal itself. I've had such bad luck with doctors recently. It's just crazy. One quick example, I went to the emergency room because I couldn't breathe. My throat was closing off and my throat was sore. And I reported that and they gave me prednisone. What was really happening is I had strep throat and they let it go so long that it attacked a valve in my heart and I had to heal that with frequency.
Yeah.
So going to emergency room did me no good. It did harm.
I've been down that road. When I was a freshman playing in national basketball tournament, I had 102 temperature. So we're playing off site. And I go to the trainer that was the trainer for the entire tournament. And he says, well, you got 100 and a half, 101.5 to 102 in the two times I've checked you. He said, if you feel up to it, I think you can play. Okay. He didn't check me for strep throat either. And that's what I had. And the strep throat turned into pneumonia. And actually, when you do something strenuous like basketball on strep throat, it can affect your heart. So what you're saying here is a typical outcome. And I was handled in a negligent way. But back in the days that I played, Sherry, this would have been sued today. This would have been litigated probably, and probably even by the college that I played for. But today, that day, yeah, no harm, no foul. You'd lived, you're okay, no problem. And I was sicker than a dog. Oh my gosh. Fortunately, I didn't get heart damage. So, what's the specifics of how it attacked your heart and what did it do?
It shut, not shut down, swelled and damaged one of the heart valves.
Shut it down, okay.
And we have a template for that. And so I just went in, got the frequencies, gave myself the frequencies, and healed my heart. I want everybody to have that ability. That's why we provide free classes. That's why we provide textbooks. We have a workstation that people can go on and test themselves. Because I can't do it all. So Sound Health Portal, they can go there and test themselves. And we have over 300 templates. And we have one for 9/11. If anybody's out there that still has 9/11 damage, ask for that template. And in general terms, they'll tell you what's wrong and what's going on and where to go to try to find help.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you've done that so many times in so many ways, including yours truly, that is, I mean, we need to talk off air because I got to get you to help my wife. She had very serious surgery and it involves a joint. And so I want to talk to you about that because we need to invoke this. The rehab process is arduous and painful. Painful. My wife is tougher than heck. She is really strong. And she has been totally debilitated by this. We got to talk. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff works. I have personal experience with it. It works. And it has geopolitical applications, medical applications, social and personality applications. I always wanted to ask you something, though. Can you diagnose different mental illnesses by frequency?
We can't name the mental illness, but we can tell you what's going on with it. We did a big project on PTSD for the government, and found out there's eight things that are in stress when people have mental illness. Calcium, magnesium, linoleic acid, zinc, progesterone. It's in a video that we did under Vimeo, Vimeo.com. Under my name, and people could go look at this, what we were able to do for PTSD. And we did that one for the government.
Really? Well, I know that the big corporates have been there to try to buy you out. Can you address that for a minute?
Well, it was a country, it was Japan, and they offered me $6 million to turn everything over to them. That's what sent me to Senator Pell. I said, I can't sell this to another country and allow another country to have dominion over our health and our medicine and our lab tests. And so that's how we ended up at the FDA. And we told them what was going on. And they said, this does not lend itself to any kind of double-blind studies. You'll have to do this by case studies. So that's what we've been doing for the last 40 years, collecting data. And we collected data about COVID. They can test themselves against COVID damage. And the big one we're doing right now is weight management, about why older people are gaining weight around the middle. And we proved this energy system of the body that any kind of toxin will lay down on the muscle that is most alike its frequency. Like the stomach muscles, that's glyphosate. If you have, there's a map, March 2025, Masters of Health magazine, we published a map of where the fat lays down according to what the toxin is. And when you first start gaining weight around the middle, you get these love handles. Well, that's lipase, that's the inability to digest carbohydrates. So we wanted people to be doing this on their own so they could look at where they're gaining the fat and identify the biochemical and then find out
Wow.
something to do about it.
We need to do a whole show on this. Seriously.
Be
I want
happy
you
to.
to bring everything to bear, and we're going to do a show on this. I was just reading the other day that the latest thinking is that you form fat in protection of your organs to the toxins coming into your system.
Yes.
That's the thinking now, and a lot of it is belly centered, so this is why people bulge in the middle. Yeah, and I've been reading a lot about this. I mean, intermittent fasting, what it does to the cells, and I would imagine you have already looked at. I don't want to get into this too deep because I want to do another show on this, but I would imagine you've looked at the effect of what you do on cellular structure with regard to fat.
Yes,
Yeah,
absolutely.
that's it. From what I'm reading, that I thought of you, and I said, I bet Sherry's already looked at this.
We've done a
We should
five-part
take these
series about it.
conditions one at a time. I'll only be able to put this stuff out though on limited media. In other words, there's some that won't accept this. We know who they are without mentioning them, but we can put it out on our TV show, the Common Sense Show.tv. And I think we should probably just do a regular series on various maladies that you've treated. Folks, this is the future of medicine. I am telling you, the tricorder from Star Trek is in play right now with Dr. Sherry. Have you found other groups that are emulating you that you did not train?
Yes, there's a lot of people trying to rip us off. And we go with Robert O. Becker's work, who says the body's analog, like the system of acupuncture is an analog system of frequency, but it's not a body that people recognize. And so that's what we're using. We're talking to the body by way of its frequencies, which in my mind, that's what builds the body. But everything we do has one common theme. This information has been withheld from you by the authorities. Look at all this stuff about GLP-1 and what's happening with it and all the side effects. Well, we know that GLP-1 is just a natural thing in the body, and we can stimulate it with frequency, but it's being withheld of what really is going on. For instance, if you have fat accumulating in the upper part of your thighs, we know that your thyroid is stressed. We know your adrenals are stressed. How many doctors tell you that? How many doctors even know it? Well, we
They don't know it.
discovered it.
This is not part of their training. Unless you can poison it, cut it out, or burn it out, doctors don't know what to do. And just honest. I mean, they have a token course in nutrition, which is crazy. They have almost no training in exercise. Unless you go back and you specialize in that area somewhere, they don't get trained. And I'm going to quote someone here, Dr. Peter Attia. He is the longevity guru in America today. And he says this, that exercise is by a factor of five the most potent form of medicine we have against disease and aging. Okay. And do they teach this in medical schools? Nope.
One of the things we found about exercise is it helps move the fluids around the body, and the fluids gather the toxins and move them out of the body. So exercise is a form of detox.
It is. That's one of the purposes. Let me just give you an example with diabetes that we found, like resistance training, okay? Get your muscles bigger. We're not talking bodybuilder bigger. We're just talking you're doing resistance and you go to failure, whatever that level is. Oh, I can't do anymore. Okay, you're done. All right. What happens there when you build that muscle, okay, there's more room for the glycogen to enter and to be stored, and you're not destroying your body with type 2 diabetes. And resistance training is better than cardiovascular or even HIIT training for dealing with diabetes now. And you know who's not telling us this? The American Medical Association. It's private researchers that are coming out with this. So, Sherry, your techniques of frequency diagnosis and intervention are going to be ignored because it's outside how they make money.
Well, we want to contact Elon Musk and say, this is available to the public. Help us make it free to the public. Here's one thing about diabetes that we've discovered and that we've used over 2,000 volunteers. You know you're getting diabetes when the fat underneath your upper arms begins to hang loose and you're gaining weight there. It's called bat wings, and they know that that's a physical symptom of diabetes, and that particular muscle is adiponectin. And when your adiponectin gets off balance, diabetes is the next step. Doctors know that. They know this bat wing thing, and they don't tell people.
They
And
should be talking to,
adiponectin.
now, you know what? My general practitioner, and he's very physically active, but my basic doctor has praised me for the work I did last year when I overcame the strip lung linings of RSV. And he said, Dave, your exercise undoubtedly had a lot to do with it. And we talked about the specifics of what I was doing. He said, what's your ratio of zone two training, which is like walking or swimming? Versus what you're doing with HIIT and resistance training. And we broke it down. He goes, yeah, he goes, your percentages are right in line with what I read. And he was in tune to it. But I asked him, I said, Doc, off the record, I'm not saying who he is, obviously. I said, was this part of your medical school training or your updates that you have to do to be certified? And he says, no. He said, it's from the personal research that I did. And this is true across the board with doctors.
Do you remember when we did your vocal print? It was 2 or 3 years ago. And one of the things it says in your summary is that your lung lining is vulnerable.
And that
And
was true with RSV. Yep. That
we
was
looked at that
absolutely true.
years before it ever happened. Think about what we could do for sports teams that you talk about a lot. We can look at predictive medicine. Because there's a section in your voice that's predictive medicine. We can tell what muscle or what tendon is going to go within anywhere from 3 months to a year. We could keep players off the bench by
Yeah,
being able
I
to
hear you.
predict what's going on.
Well, a lot of the advanced PTs, okay, that treat athletes, they are using frequency-based applications. And they're doing everything contrary to what modern medicine's saying. For example, if I injured my knee today and I went to a knowledgeable physical therapist, he would start me on rehab immediately before the surgery because he knows the post results are going to be better. And they're also using STEM and other electrical stimulation with this. And I don't know why we're not recognizing this across the board. But you know, Sherry, here's the deal. We have a sick care system designed to keep return business. And I want you to keep coming back. They'll treat the symptoms. Then the symptoms flare up again because you haven't got to the root cause. You come back and you're making more money for them. And don't you find it interesting that we're not treating cancer a whole lot differently than we did 40 years ago?
Yes. And cancer in our case, in our templates, goes back to something called the Krebs cycle and cellular energy. You get that put back in order and the cancer tends to go away. But I want to tell you something else we can look at. How many people do you know in basketball who has an Achilles tendon injury?
The devastating injury, yeah.
Yes, but they treat the Achilles tendon, they don't treat the gastrocnemius. And the gastroc is where the trouble started. You treat the gastroc and the Achilles problem goes away. And we need to tell people that.
All right, let's just assume for sake of our hypothetically, someone's listening that has a recently diagnosed Achilles tendon tear. Okay. What can you do for them? What are the mechanics from when they tell you what's going on with them and you go diagnose them and then you go to treatment? Walk us through the process.
Okay, just to assure themselves, they can go to our online workstation, soundhealthportal.com, and they can choose BioBody or muscle repair, and it'll give them general terms. And if it says the gastroc is, or look for Achilles, and if it says the gastroc is unbalanced or weak or strong on either leg or either side of the gastroc, then they can come to us and we can figure out which frequencies they need. Better yet, we can teach them what they need so they can take care of themselves. That's my rose-colored wish for the world. But we
Okay.
have practitioners in other countries. We have practitioners in the United States. They can call our office and see if we have somebody that has time to take them on as a referral. And if it's urgent things, especially for children, I usually put children first if they have an injury.
Do they, the referral to the expert, I imagine that these people are going to charge.
They will.
Okay, I figured that. Let me see if I can help people who may not have the means to do that. Can they bypass it and self-treat? Would they have to buy a tone box? And tell me how you might be able to treat yourself.
Okay, it depends on the problem, how bad it is, how fast do they want to get well. They can take the course, and we've got a new course out right now on the portal that has all of the tutorials there, so they can pretty much learn this on their own. And that's what we would like. In order to get the frequencies to do this, they have to join the portal as a professional, and we'll go from there. I'll give you an example. We have one doctor that we trained in New York, and he was doing heel spurs, so that's what he wanted. He charges $3,500 to help people with heel spurs. And the heel spur actually comes from the gluteus minimus muscle, and he's charging him $3,500. I'm the pioneer of this, and I charge people $300 to do this for them.
Okay.
The
What if
gluteus.
you were to get trained and you were to go purchase a tone box, would you then have the ability to self-treat or treat a family member?
Yes, but you would have to have training on the computer programs to use the tone box.
But that's part of your course
Yes.
offering, isn't it? Okay. All
Yes.
right. So give us a ballpark. If they were to go through your training and then get your tone box and apply it personally. Okay, what kind of cost are they looking at?
For the class, the microphone and tone boxes and all that, it's under $1,000 and
Okay.
all the computer programs.
Yeah. All right. That's certainly doable for a lot of people. Boy, I'll tell you, this is the future, but I have a fear in my mind. The FDA monster is lurking.
My degrees are in curriculum and instruction, and I would rather teach somebody this than treat them.
Yeah, I understand.
So that sort of saves my butt because I do this as an educational meeting with them.
Yeah, but I just wonder if they would come and try to ban it, even if people just personally treated themselves. And I've seen a precedent for this. Some people have trouble getting a contact lens out of their eye, so they have a little plunger, okay? And that plunger goes onto the contact and it pulls out comfortably. Now, there are a few people who might have been drunk or stupid or whatever, and they didn't have the contact in, thought they did. They put the plunger on and detached the retina. Okay, well, that's sheer stupidity. Okay, you listen, people do stupid things every day. You can't legislate against stupidity. But what they did for a while was the FDA came out and they stopped the sale of the plungers. Now, that only lasted about 6 months, and then it came back. But that's my fear of what the FDA might do here. Is they might try to ban the application of any of this and cite some ridiculous study that it's dangerous. You know, someone used your therapy and they went out and got in a car accident and that's the cause. I mean, it could be that silly. And that's my fear with the FDA in this. We have, I mean, you know who I would approach if I were you? I would do my best to get in touch with RFK Jr.
Yes, he's been in touch with us.
Really?
No, I should say his people has been in touch with
Well, it's
us.
the
I've not
same.
talked
Okay,
to him.
so tell us about that. What happened?
They got in touch with us because we wrote an article about his speech and found out what biochemical genetically was causing his speech defect. And they got in touch with us and said, you need to, can you meet with us? Do you know what to do? I said, we have been closed down from COVID, but I certainly would meet with him wherever. And we have the frequencies. We published them in an article in Masters of Health magazine. And it was titled, Would the Real Kennedy Please Stand Up?
Okay. How confident are you that you could treat this disorder that RFK has?
Well, we've done it before with other people. But it depends on will they use the sound? Will they report back to us? They have to give us back weekly reports in the beginning just to see how they're doing. But you and I have talked about this. How they're hitting us is theft. I've talked to you about the 20-some thousand dollars PayPal got, $487,000 from a woman that was working with a pharmaceutical company in, I think it was Denmark. So we've had about $2 million stolen from us, and we just got over another one. The woman's in jail now. She was our bookkeeper and started taking money.
I remember the story, you know.
Yeah, we've talked about how many times we've been hit, but I'm going to go on. I haven't been able to take a paycheck in over a year, but I'm going on because this is important for the future of people. Without the interference of people who don't, or government don't know what they're doing.
No, I don't think it's ignorance. I think it's intentional bias to protect the existing paradigm for profits. That's what I think is going on. Let me share just a really quick anecdote. And some of my audience has heard me talk about this. Most probably haven't. But back in the late 90s, Bill Pollack, tremendous background as a researcher, engineer, and so forth, and former Intel guy, Vance Davis, former NSA, me, some others, a couple astronauts, ex-astronauts at that point. We were working on zero-point energy, you know, what Tesla was doing, creating, you know, sending a transmission of energy from ground vibrations. And that's similar to what you are doing because it was frequency based. Okay. Now, we had this really done well and we attracted the attention of Enron. And I was in on some conversations with Ken Lay. He was the CEO, Ken Lay's people. And I got to be in on these conversations. And then one day, Ken Lay was in there. He goes, Dave and Vance and Bill, you guys better have your kill switches in place. Because he goes, the powers that be are going to come after us because they don't want this science out. It's quantum and they want Newtonian physics because they want to dominate the quantum. Okay, now today, quantum is starting to come out quite a bit, but at that time, they didn't want it out. And they Remember when Enron got taken down for fraud? They didn't do anything wrong. It was all fabricated BS by the Justice Department and the FBI. And I don't believe Ken Lay committed suicide either. And I say that in deep respect for the man because I thought he was great. I think he was allowed to plead because if he went to trial, they couldn't have this stuff come out. Sherry, we were going to build a zero point energy community in the San Luis Valley of Colorado. And that's why they shut him down. How, they were protecting the power industry that makes money off the lines and charging by your box that when you bring in power, they didn't want free energy. And that's why they shut it down. Now, this is, do you see why I told the story, how it relates to you? This does
Yes.
relate to you, Sherry. I'm telling you, it does. And if you get too big, you're going to have a battle.
Well, that's one of these stipulations. Anybody that has to, that comes in with us, has to be able to protect what this is. And that's the beginning. And they've taken everything I have. I'm still going. They can't sue me. I don't have anything. So they're coming after me, keeping me broke, or they think they're keeping me broke. But there's so many wonderful people helping work and get this out. And somebody recently attacked our website, and somebody else came right in and volunteered to put the website back up. So this is being protected in some way. I mean, the first woman that got us for the nearly $500,000, I overheard a conversation about how she was going to take over the company, and she was nothing but the bookkeeper, and she was in cahoots with a pharmaceutical company. And so I was able to prepare to keep her from taking over. And I just get information about what to do or where to go or who's helping. And sometimes things happen that are bad, like this one that just happened. And I ask myself why. And I just feel like it was to learn from, is to go in a different direction.
Yeah, I hear you.
God doesn't let things happen that aren't supposed to, in my mind, anyway.
Well, there might be some divine intervention that's going on here with you, but I know a lot of the troubles. We've talked about the PayPal situation, and we've talked about your bank and some of the nonsense they pulled. So I'm well aware of how they don't want this to come to light. And this is why we need to have regular appearances by you to talk about individual conditions and keep referring people back to training. Folks, you can learn how to do this on your own and it's free. That's and I'm not making any money by telling you this, but I'm telling you this is the future of medicine. There's some products out there from a group called Body Align, and I know Jimmy Schwinn, you know, one of the main principals involved, and everything that they do is about frequency. They have a little thing that you can put on the back of your phone that eliminates the EMF radiation. And they do all kinds of frequency interventions. Sherry, you're not alone now in this approach to try to help people. There are people that are aware of the power of frequencies. They're not doing what you're doing, as far as I see, specifically, but they're getting into the realm of frequency application. And the powers that be don't want you to have it. I told the Enron story to show you. They don't want you to have free energy. They don't want you to be healthy. They want to keep you sick. And if you look at the extreme end of the New World Order, what are they? Well, they're demonic and they want to destroy humanity and they want to make money off your demise. And they enlist conscripts in politics and business and they make them rich. And meanwhile, the rest of us get screwed. It's that simple.
Well, they can't tempt me by money. I'm too old to be tempted by money.
No, I hear you. So you really got offered 6 million. Have any American corporations ever approached you?
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Not and keep myself out of legal trouble. I can't name names, but we had people who came in and tried to buy some of the software and some of the protocols inside the software. But we got wind of what they were doing and we changed the codes before we sold them software so that they couldn't get in again. That's just
I
one.
get it. Yeah. I'm assuming you have copyrights and patents on all this.
Yes, and
Okay.
trademarks, but they don't do a bit of good. We trademarked my name and people are still out there using it. Said
Oh.
trained by Sherry Edwards, and they're not, they're lying.
Yeah, I hear you. Sherry, look at this right here. You see that R? You recognize what that is. That's copyrighted, right? Freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time, the Common Sense Show on top of that. Okay. That is a trademarked phrase. Okay. You can't use it without my written permission. That's the law. Yet if you go on YouTube and Rumble and any other social media site, you see people bastardizing this all the time for their own benefit. In fact, there is actually a clown out there. And I'll give out his email again, DaveHodges068@gmail.com. Feel free to send him what you think of this. But he was trying to sell QFS stuff by coming into various sites pretending he was me and using this phrase. So you're right, Sherry, you're right. The laws don't fully protect us. But the reason I asked you this is no one can blatantly steal this from me and keep me from using it. And that would be my fear for you.
We registered, we copyrighted the textbooks for our course, and one guy went into the copyright office and stole the textbook. They call it a deposit, stole the deposit, and we were suing him, and he came back and put it in the court documents and tried to say that it was now public domain because it was in court documents. That's crazy. He stole the deposit out of the trademark office, the copyright office.
Yeah. I interviewed a guy my first year in radio, Wickenburg, Arizona, KBFC, which is no longer in existence. But I interviewed a guy from Scottsdale who invented a carburetor that got 200 miles to the gallon on water. Water. Okay. The government came and they told him, "Have you ever heard of the 1951 Invention Act?" "No." "Well, we can take it from you. But we'll pay you $2 million to shut up and go away. Okay, and you can never talk about it." Well, he came on anonymously, and and he's no longer with us, so I can tell the story. And I do know his name, or I did know what his name was. But this is typically what they do, Sherry. I mean, look at what's happening here. Tesla was prevented from bringing free energy to the world. Okay, you're being blocked in terms of bringing adequate health care way above and beyond what we have right now. Okay, with proven technology. The gentleman from Scottsdale could have revolutionized energy consumption in this country where we didn't have to fight wars in the Middle East to get the oil that we needed. And this is all a big scam by the globalists. And you're caught right in the middle of it, Sherry. You are caught right in the middle. Sherry, we got about 30 seconds left. I wanted to have you tell people how they can find out more and follow you and get involved.
Okay, they can just write to me, Sherry Edwards at Gmail,
Yeah,
if they'd like.
Sharry.
Yes,
Need to
and we
emphasize
are
that.
looking for partners. We are going to go to places where the government can't interfere, like to sports teams and to people who have gout or the pain of gout. We have several tone boxes that work on things like leaky gut and sciatic nerve pain, and we can do that. Look at that without government interference, especially the stuff about weight that we're doing right now and the stuff for sports teams. The government can't come in and interfere with
Okay.
that. So
So
we're.
Sherry, because we're really out of time, they're going to turn the lights out on me. How do they get involved with you? Give me sharryedwards@gmail.com. Sherry is Sharry. Soundhealthportal.com, right?
Yes. Or they can go to bioacousticsolutions.net.
Okay. Bioacousticsolutions.net. And I would encourage you to do it. Sherry, we need to do a show soon, a regular feature. And the next topic is weight loss in bioacoustics. Okay.
Great. And then
When
let's
you're
do
ready
fish.
to go on that, let me know. And I'm
Yes.
sure we'll get the public's attention. I'll advertise it far and wide. And we're going to put it up on our TV, the commonsenseshow.tv. And you're going to want to go there to see it. Sherry, thanks so much for joining me. Fascinating stuff. And you are a brave warrior for humanity. Thanks for what you do.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Take care.